Köln Campus.
Das waren Sanoboy und A4 aus Ruanda mit dem Song Elevate. Und jetzt steht Sanoboy hier bei mir im Studio. Er ist nicht nur Rapper, sondern hat auch eine Organisation in Ruanda. Life Elevation Ruanda kümmert sich um Kinder in Armut. Und darüber sprechen wir später auch noch. Jetzt erstmal geht's um die Musik. Da er kein Deutsch spricht, wechsle ich mal schnell zu Englisch. Hey man, hey Sano, what's up? Maybe you could introduce yourself real quick.
Yes, sir. I go by the name Sanoboy. I come from Kigali, Rwanda. You know what time it is. I say, brokenness in my hood, got my mind really sad. Living on the edge, people trying to pay the rent. Struggle on the daily, empty stomach of the babies. Running tears every night, you wonder if you cost. Time never on your side, economic slavery. White racist calling you monkeys. Whoa. Dode dode niza sobuzima joni hudi zoya manu tse Zimbabwe bujimbi bububu kamge. Ibji yisi ni dirimbi gahini yishaberi. Inchuti mubuzima zizanwa. 24/7, I be working no sleep, trying to beat poverty, Muhammad Ali, fight for your future, oh mama told me, nothing in this world is really for free, the only time I speak my mind is when I'm spitting rhymes, mama dodging heart attacks, sometimes I used to cry, thinking how I lost my dad only when I was 9, dorumana wakana kama gamba chichikana, say it abjumanu bubajiye kuburada, imana niji jena jenda gacho taza kwisebja, mwanza kuchiri kyobo, imani kuchira kanzu, ururimi ruda demu kwizera kukabohora menyi byawe menyi byanje byanje sibyo byawe menyi byawe menyi byanje byanje sibyo byawe we out check alone wagwan.
I have to clap real quick. That was crazy.
Yes,
from the top of the head, no text, no nothing.
Let's get
it. If anyone had doubts if this man is really a rapper, I think you can put the doubts to the side right now. And you're in Europe now. Since when?
End of Jan.
End of January.
Yeah, I'm kind of preparing like our summer tour, I would say.
Yeah.
And I've been through different cities so far. Munich, Cologne now, Berlin, Paris, Brussels. And looking forward to come back and make things happen.
Yeah, not bad, not
yeah,
bad.
And I hope maybe Cologne is going to be, you know, welcoming and we can work together
of course,
for sure.
Of course.
I already feel the vibe right now, you know.
Yeah,
that's
really great to hear. Let's talk kind of about your music, about your musical journey. Not only your current album is called Journey, but from Rwanda, I don't really know the rap or music culture there.
Yeah.
I've read a bit here and there in preparation for this interview, but what are your influences?
Good question. I'll go for, there's a guy called Riderman back home. He kind of inspires me, and J. Cole, Kendrick,
Meek
Mill, you know, because they talk about their lives, you know, and then that's what I do as a rapper. I have to talk about my story and what my people go through. I'm always representing, you know. And like in Rwanda, hip hop is kind of growing right now. Like we have the new album Journey, and it's basically more of what we've been through, like music wise and life wise. We have like 12 songs, and then we try to actually mix with our traditional sound.
Yeah, Gakondo is
Gakondo.
Is it? Let's talk about that. So this traditional culture, the music that kind of got lost during the genocide in the 90s, I think.
I would say.
You try to bring it back, mix it with current sound, right?
Yeah, and there's some other people doing it, but like not in hip hop. So as a rapper, I was like, how can we have like a unique sound, you know? And that's the best way to pay tribute to our legends, you know, some that we lost in 1994, genocide against Tutsi. And that's basically what we're doing, you know.
Yeah, and I think also I've read that you want to kind of have the older people listen to your stuff because of the traditional stuff and the new people who listen to Kendrick, Cole, Drake or whatever. Can you really, or do you really have a feeling that it kind of is that way, that you have like a really broad demographic of people who listen to you?
I think with this album we did actually, because this other day when I was back home, and then I received this video on my phone from a friend, and then like her mom was actually jamming our songs, and then she was really feeling it because she could hear like the traditional sound. And I think that's even the best way to make them like hip-hop, because like I would say older people don't really listen to hip-hop that much, but when you have a message to give, then they really like it, because we don't really talk about anything, you know, it's about life, what they know, you know, what they go through, what everybody be going through back home. So mixing with the traditional sound, Gakondo, it makes things go easier.
Yeah, really nice. Yeah. And you have kind of two languages on your album, Kinyarwanda.
Yes.
Did I say that correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. And English. And first, Elevate, we listened to, kind of an English song of yours.
Yeah.
And now I think we can listen to Dukabe.
Yeah.
That and song is in Kinyarwanda, right?
Yeah, so before we skip that part, it's like we tried to mix Kinyarwanda and English so that we could kind of get to both markets.
Yeah.
Like, you know, right now you wouldn't be, if I was only rapping in Kinyarwanda, we couldn't be communicating.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, of course you do vibe on the music, but like you also want to hear what we say, right?
Yeah.
So like we try to balance it so you can, people from abroad can find themselves in our music and also still focus on our people back home at the same time. And Dukabe means to conquer. So I always say like, I got to conquer myself before I conquer the world.
Yeah, great words. No more introduction needed. Here is Dukabe from Sanoboy and A4 from the really great album Journey.
Let's get it.
Dukabe von Sanoboy und A4. Und Sanoboy, der ist hier immer noch bei mir im Studio. Wir haben eben über seine Musik geredet, seine Einflüsse, seinen musikalischen Werdegang und auch sein Album Journey. Und das aber nicht alles. Sanoboy ist neben seinem Dasein als Rapper eben auch, man könnte sagen, sozialer Aktivist, Social Activism. Oh yeah, ich wechsle nochmal wieder zurück zu Englisch. And the organization is called Life Elevation Rwanda. Maybe you can, introduce the organization a little.
Yeah, so Life Elevation is a community organization that empower and inspire poor people and create long-term sustainable solutions against poverty. Mostly, so it started in 2020 when the COVID hit, and then we were like from a tour, we were in Germany actually in 2019, and we had a little bit of money, and then like people were starving, and then we had a conversation with a few friends, and we tried to organize like how we could put food together, because the country, like the government, was giving out food, but it wasn't enough, so people had to help, and that's where we kind of stepped in. And got help also from a guy from here, Josh, and we organized to fundraise for the people back home, Kigali and Musanze. So after that, we decided to actually make it a bigger thing, more than just giving out food, you know. But we managed to raise money for 50 families for food, like for oil, rice, everything. And after that, we decided to just start sending kids to school so that they can kind of benefit in the long term. You know, if you want to actually kill poverty, I think you got to send people to school. You know, that's the best way.
Yeah, and I mean, education sometimes is the key to more. Yeah,
exactly, yeah. And we're more focusing on sending kids to school and then teaching them how to paint and dance like traditional Rwandan dance, because that's how a lot of people like to hire like kids troops, because basically they wanna support them as well. And that's what Life Elevation is about.
Yeah, great. And you told me before, and you have like plans to elevate Life Elevation to. To a more official organization?
Yes, so that's the process right now. We're trying to register it. It's going to take some time, but we're going to make it, and then we're going to... Because right now we actually started with 5 kids, but we want to include more, 50 to 100 probably, and then we see how it goes, because after registering it, and then that's also how people would like to also donate more, because they see where it's going.
Yeah.
And... They feel safe, I would say.
Yeah. And talking about donation, you talked about the photo book with Josh, actually also a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
So I kind of know what's going on there, but maybe you can promote it a little so people know about the fundraiser.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, shout out to Josh, you know, he actually...
Big
shout out. And he's one of the people that actually... made Life Elevation come to life, you know, because I had ideas and all that, but he also supported with the fundraising for the first book. So it was more of pictures of what was going on in 2020 and 2021 this time. So like he just put things together, and then I also sent him like pictures from Rwanda, you know, like how the situation was during the lockdown and people getting vaccinated in Rwanda and all that. So he put things together, and I think, yeah, that's what the book was about. And then we're doing a second bookshop right now, which gonna be actually I'm here in Cologne, and then I'm going to Dusseldorf after. We have an event for the bookshop on Thursday.
Yeah, and Thursday.
You're welcome to come through.
Yeah, of course.
I'll give you more details after this.
We will link everything on our website, so people, if they're interested, they can check it out.
So whoever is listening right now or who's going to listen to this after, you're welcome to pull up on Thursday, and we share the stories with you and get to know about the Life Elevation and our music in general, because I would like to say that I would like to come back to Cologne. I like the vibe already here. So
That sounds great to me as well. Yeah, thank you, Sanoboy, for being here and talking about your story and everything else you have going on.
Yeah,
ich wechsle mal wieder auf Deutsch. Und ich kann sagen, also am Donnerstag in Düsseldorf findet das Event zu dem Charity-Buch, ein Fotobuch von Josh und Sanoboy eben statt, wo Bilder aus der Lockdown-Zeit in Deutschland und auch aus Ruanda dabei sind. Und genau, alle Links dazu packen wir euch auf die Website. Und ja, kölncampus.com mit OE, da könnt ihr das mal abchecken. Und ja, wir sind damit erstmal raus. Wir hören noch mal einen Song von Sanoboy und A4. Und das ist Never Give Up. Ich glaube, das ist eigentlich eine gute Message.
Would I say something before you drop the Never Give Up?
It goes with also
the Life Elevation and our music, because I really find it so hard when people are pushing so hard in life and then they end up giving up. So that's why we dropped the Never Give Up song. Like, whatever you go through, just keep pushing, you know. And that's why actually I would like to tell people, like, to check out the Life Elevation work, and then they see what we're trying to do. And never give up in life, bro.
Never give up in life. No further introduction needed. Sanoboy und A4 hier auf der 100,0. Viel Spaß mit dem Song.
www.kölncampus.com